Monday morning, we like to catch up with Erica Morrison, director of We Care in South Haven.
It's actually been a fun couple weeks. We've had a couple people stop by just to say thank you for everything that we've been doing. We had a lady and her mom that we were helping to find housing during this crisis, and she actually made a financial donation to us and said, thank you not just for helping us, but for being open. There's so many people right now who are closed, and they couldn't get help from anybody. And so when they were told, call We Care, they did, and we answered the phone, and we were at the office. And so she just said, thank you so much for being there for them. And on top of that, she said we were so kind and compassionate, and she just really felt so loved. And we weren't able to help her as much as we would have liked to, just because of the housing right now with tourism in our area, but we were able to give them some directions and provide some other things, and so that was just so heartwarming. And then we also had a gentleman who came by and also gave us a financial donation who said, I've used your pantries in the past. Right now I have a job, and I know so many people are out of work. I just wanted to give back for what I had received. Maybe you can help someone who doesn't have a job right now like I didn't before. And so just those examples of people who have received our services and who have come back to us so grateful is just so humbling for us to see that. And I just wanted to share that with everybody, especially the donors out there who have donated. Your donations are making a difference, and we just so appreciate that, and we appreciate our clients and even being able to hear our clients' experiences and perspectives.
You know, I love hearing stories like that. There are so many in need, and so many who, after they have been able to be served by We Care, that do come back and say, you know what, you were there when I needed you, and I want to be there when somebody else needs me. Thanks for sharing those stories. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure the demand is still high with the food and personal care items as we forge ahead in this pandemic.
Absolutely. Until the state of emergency is lifted, we're just going to see people continually coming in, needing, and it could be anything from a propane fill because it's a little cool at night to food or personal care items. Like you said, baby diapers. We have a huge need for the larger sized baby diapers and even pull-ups. We don't do a whole lot with pull-ups, but some of the smaller sized pull-ups are very helpful to the people who are out there that are living paycheck to paycheck because they are working, but their hours have been cut back. So we appreciate any of those donations.
Yeah, and even if they have the bridge card, you know, you can't buy those things with a bridge card.
Nope. Laundry detergent is not included on the bridge card for sure.
No, nor diapers. All right, my dear.
Or diapers, yep.
Best way to help out.
Yeah, is to go to our website at wecare-inc.org/donate or give our office a call, 269-637-4342. My extension is 101, and I'm happy to talk with anybody who either needs help with something or who would like to make a donation. We are here for you, either one. We also know of some volunteer opportunities that are out there in the community. So if you're interested in volunteering, give us a call. We'd love to talk with you about that as well.
Well, you know, I personally support it 1,000%. I know the radio stations do, as well as so many other concerned businesses and individuals. So we care. All right, my dear. Yes. Thanks so much. Let's do it again next Monday.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day. Erica Morrison, director of We Care in South Haven. WeCare-Inc.org.